Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And verse 18 says, Galatians 5:18, if, everybody say if. If you're led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. People say, well, I'm not under the law. If you're led by the Spirit, you're not. But if you're not going to listen to the Spirit, you ought to at least listen to the law. It's a higher way. Somebody got to chew on that a little bit. Verse 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And 1 John talks about if our heart doesn't condemn us, then we have confidence toward God, and whatever we ask, we receive of Him.
Amen.
So even though it's not a matter of us trying to qualify through keeping the laws and commands, we're not going to enjoy what has been bought and paid for unless we're able to lay hold of it with our faith. It's not a matter of qualifying for it. It's a matter of being able to receive it. And the enemy knows this, and if he can get you and keep you in disobedience, it'll undermine your faith. And you, two things you won't be strong to do. You won't be strong to receive, and you won't be strong to resist the devil. And if those two things are going on, the enemy's works will be in your life, and he'll accomplish what he set out to do for everybody, steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to rob you and me of the blessing of Abraham. He wants us to live our whole life like we're not blessed. He wants the curse to be curse of the law to be manifested in our life. He wants us to live and act like we're not redeemed. And most people, that's exactly what's going on. But you and I believe the B-I-B-L-E. Come on, is that you and I believe Galatians 3:13 and 14, and we are not going to be passive and just think that everything just falls on you automatically. We realize not a matter of qualifying, but a matter of laying hold on what's been given and resisting. These are two things God does not do for us. Two things God does not do for us. No matter how much you cry, no matter how much you beg, no matter how much you need it, no matter how much you hurt, He doesn't resist the devil for us. And He doesn't receive for us. If He was going to make anybody receive anything, He'd make them receive Jesus so they wouldn't be lost. And if He's not going to make people receive Jesus as their Savior, He's not going to make people receive healing or the Holy Spirit or wisdom or anything else. He won't receive for us. That's our part. And He doesn't resist the devil for us. That's our part. And both of those require faith, which is why we talk so much about it. Well, we got faith on the front of the building. And we got series galore on faith. And we got faith school. Faith, faith, faith. Why? Because we want you built up so that the enemy tries to mess with you, you shut him down. You resist him. And when you find out what belongs to you in Christ, you don't just wait passively. You lay hold of it. And you receive it.
Amen.
By faith. But you got to hear something besides bad news and excuses to have that. You got to hear something that nourishes you up and builds you up and makes you able to lay hold of your inheritance in Christ.
Amen.
Christianity is not for the faint of heart. It requires strength and a lot of it. It really does. Now there's religion and you can do that, but there's nothing to it. But the real thing, it requires complete commitment to follow Him and be a disciple. A lot of believers in Christ, not as many disciples. What's a disciple? A disciple is a student of the Master, training to do what the Master does. And that's what He wants all of us to be. Go back to Deuteronomy 28, please. Thank you, Lord. We talked about how we lay hold of these things today. And if somebody says, well, yeah, but that's all Old Testament, you know, that's that blessing and that cursing. Well, then why is it in Galatians 3? Well, that's got nothing to do with us. Galatians 3 has got something to do with us. It tells us that's why Christ came. That's what happened when He redeemed us, is He redeemed us from this. And got us the blessing of Abraham, so absolutely it applies to us. The thing is, we don't lay hold of it the same way. Under the Old Testament, it was about keeping the commands and the statutes. And that was it was just through technical obedience. And that didn't work. People fell short. Jesus came and gave us a way to actually get a hold of it. He paid for it. And now we still, though, have to receive it. And we still have to resist the enemy. I'm going to go over it again real slow. Two things God does not do for us. There has been all kind of wasted prayer. People begging God to make the devil quit. That's wasted prayer. And says, what? Yes, He told you to resist the devil and he would flee from you. Told us not to give the devil any place. And he doesn't receive for us. We have to lay hold. You know, 1 Timothy 6:12 says this, fight the good fight of faith. And the next two words, lay hold. Oh, somebody say, lay hold.
Lay hold.
Lay hold. Mark 11:24, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. That word receives the same word that's other places in the same King James Bible translated T-A-K-E, take. Believe you take them and you shall have them. Say it out loud, believe you take them. How do you take them? With a physical thing, you take it with a physical hand. But how do you take a spiritual thing? You believe you take it. You say, well, I don't see it and feel it. That's why you have to believe you take it. If you saw it, you wouldn't have to believe you take it. But believe you take them, and what did Jesus say? You shall have them. You got to believe you receive the blessing of Abraham. You got to lay hold on it. Say it's yours. Right? And I mean not just one time on a Friday night. Every time you think about it. And every time something comes up, you affirm it. And anything tries to tell you you're not blessed, you refuse to receive it. You're adamant about, I am blessed. The blessing of Abraham. Was Abraham blessed?
Yes.
There's no question Abraham was blessed. Well, I've got, you've got the same blessing. You need to spend some time looking at Abraham. Seeing what that blessing did in his life. And reminding yourself, I got that same blessing in my life. I got that same blessing on me. I am blessed with him. With Abraham. That's part of my redemption. Keep reading in Deuteronomy 28. He said, all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. If you'll hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. That's your kids, your children. And the fruit of your ground. at your crops, and the fruit of your cattle, and the increase of your kine, and the flocks of your sheep. Your children are blessed, your crops are blessed, your herds are blessed, your flocks are blessed. Somebody say blessed, blessed, blessed. Now what does blessed mean? What is, we you know, read 2 or 3 weeks ago about how the Lord told them, you know, to let the land lie on the Sabbath, the seventh year. And they said, well, how is that going to work? And he said, I'm going to bless you the sixth year. And that blessing will cause your crops to produce three times what they normally would. So what does the blessing do? The blessing multiplies. The blessing causes to succeed. The blessing is enhancement, causes increase. Amen. Amen. So he said, your children will be increased and enhanced and prospered. Should we lay hold of this for our children? Should we? Yes. Your crops, your ground, your flocks, your herds. Well, you might say, well, I'm not in the cattle business. Well, whatever your business is. Come on, you gotta understand that they were an agrarian society. We're a little different, but as you finish reading, you can begin to see basically everything that's going on in your life has enhancement and increase and blessing. Verse 5, blessed shall be your basket, and we could say blessed will be your store. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Well, now, you know, you're either going or coming. Right? And the Lord will cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face, and they that come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Here's something else the blessing does for us. Amen. It's against our enemies. Causes confusion among our enemies. The Lord shall command the blessing on you in your storehouses. Now, storehouse is not what you operate out of. It's your savings. And here you have storehouses, multiple places of savings. And the Lord was do what? Command blessing on your storehouses.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me